Alaska's congressional offices in Washington have to be in the know on a huge range of topics and issues, and it's up to the staffers to keep their bosses on top of everything. In the offices of Senator Lisa Murkowski and Senator Mark Begich, two young Alaska Native women have vital roles when it comes to Native issues. As part of our series on Alaska Native education, APRN's Libby Casey talked with the staffers, who both say education made a difference in their lives, and now they want to help other Alaskans succeed.
Tiffany Zulkowski travels the state for Senator Begich, toting with her notebooks. She has quite a few now after more than a year as his rural director.
I typically take handwritten notes, and I keep notebooks upon notebooks of notes through each community. And I sort of just keep them all organized by community and then by region so that we can take a comprehensive look at the whole state and what the different challenges are for the different region.
Zulkowski is listening these days to what Alaskans have to say about education and how they want to see the No Child Left Behind law fixed. She's only 26 years old, but left the position of Bethel mayor last year to work for Senator Begich. She says while her boss is a Democrat, he has some questions about the Obama administration's proposals for education reform and how they'd affect Alaska. Zulkowski says Begich wants to see more of an emphasis on curriculum that's geared culturally to Alaska Native youth.
If you're talking about a community on the North Slope where it's a whaling community, when you talk about nutrients within the whale's body when people are consuming it, that could be considered chemistry. Or, you know, how do you pull a whale onto the shore? That could be some type of physics. So what type of local control is there for school districts and teachers to be able to have more flexibility in the way that they design their curriculum?
Zulkowski says that makes more sense than teaching village kids about sidewalks and streetlights. She says giving teachers more freedom means they can't be beholden to rigid standards and tests. Zulkowski calls herself the product of a rural Alaska education.
I'm Yupik. I was born and raised in Bethel. My mom definitely made sure that I had as many opportunities as possible. So from my freshman year through my senior year, I was always really engaged in extracurricular activities. I was the editor of the student newspaper, which provided me sort of a jumping point to begin advocating for Bethel, because I traveled throughout the state for different functions.
Now Zulkowski travels the state with the goal of advocating for her fellow Alaskans. In Senator Lisa Murkowski's office, staff work on education issues is front and center, since she sits on the Education Committee. She's also on Senate Indian Affairs, so Native issues are another focal point. Megan Alvana Stimfel is a legislative assistant and Murkowski's go-to woman on Native issues and other topics.
I'm the point of contact in Washington for our over 200 tribal governments, over 200 Native village corporations, over 12 regional health care organizations, the 12 regional nonprofits, the 12 regional Native corporations. And so I think that this office, in terms of Indian affairs, is one of the most busiest in the Senate.
Alvana Stimfel grew up in Nome. Her mother is King Island Inupiaq, and her father is from Virginia. She says both her parents drilled into her respect for education and the wider world.
My mother is a Native educator in Nome, and so she raised me going to Native education conferences and really instilling in me the value of hard work and going home after school and doing homework. And, you know, when you're a kid, you just want to go out and play after school, but I had to go home and study. So my father, I'm really thankful for, he, you know, just taught me how to dream big and gave me a ride to school every morning. We listened to NPR and APRN and just provided me with the worldview that, you know, life is big.
That foundation has led 27-year-old Alvana Stimfel to success, although she's modest about it. She finished graduate school last month, and a while back when a colleague asked about her career goals and whether she'd like to be the next Julie Kitka, the head of the Alaska Federation of Natives, Alvana Stimfel said actually she'd like to be Secretary of State. She told that to a group at AFN.
I shared that story at the Elders and Youth Conference, and it was the first time verbalizing, you know, those deep down dreams inside you. So it was an exciting point, because after we had all these, like, these elders come up and they said, Megan, when you share that story, I just went like this.
So they crossed their fingers.
Yeah, they're like, yes. So I think that's originally, you know, why I came to Washington to follow my dreams.
And Alvana Stimfel hopes the work she does in the nation's capital helps other young Alaska Natives set their own high goals. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.